This is Chad.
Hey, Chad, it's Ruben. How are you doing?
Good, bud. How are you doing?
I wish credit would give me everything at once instead of in piecemeal, but I have an update for you. Do you have a minute?
Sure.
All right. So last thing they came back to me, I sent them the returns. Didn't really have any many questions. The only other thing they were asking for, and you might have already sent this, so maybe it's just miscommunication on my side, is do we have the interims for both companies?
Well, I can get you the, 30 days worth, if that's what you want.
No, not 30 days. Like, the period not covered by tax returns, do we already have that? I'm thinking we might already have that.
You've got the full year for 2016, which would take you up to May 31st. That's the fiscal year end.
Let's bring this up. Give me a second.
If not, dude, I can have it to you in the next minute and a half. So,
let's see. Okay.
Yeah, just keep in mind that they're on a fiscal year 531. So, oh no. People do the dumbest things while they're driving.
What happened?
Well, this lady pulled out there. She's going to go in front of me, and then she just blocked the traffic on the other side.
Well, people get in the car, they think they're, you know, they're immune from rules. So, no, I don't think they care about 30 days, to be honest. I've never seen that. I think they're just looking at
Just remember that, you know, the May 31, 2016 numbers is going to be your tax year ending 2016. So,
okay.
2015, yeah. So,
yeah, we have West Texas and West Texas, too.
Yeah. That's it, man.
Just did we have?
Tell them that's up to May 31st. That's it.
Do we also have a balance sheet that accompanies this? I'm sure we do in the file.
Sure.
Okay. I'm gonna send this over and let you know what they say back. Sorry about this issue.
No big deal.
Thanks, brother. Bye bye.
Thanks, Ruben. Bye.